Well, welcome along to the latest edition of the Euro Assist, brought to you by freesupertips.com, as we look forward to the Champions League knockout round playoffs, which get underway on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Jack Ogilvy to look ahead to all eight playoff matches. And we'll start off by looking at the only one of those playoff games that features a Premier League team, because Newcastle finished in the middle third, of course, of the table. And they face a long trip to Karabag on Wednesday. It's a 5:45 kickoff for that first leg encounter. And Jack, you know, Newcastle will probably feel slightly hard done by. They went to PSG, got a draw in that final league format game. Wasn't enough for them to see them go through. And although you'd probably think that they should be strong enough to see Karabag off over two legs, it's not an ideal journey.
No, well, yeah, exactly. I don't think it'd be underestimated the length of travel to Baku. I'm not entirely sure, although these days probably the money involved, they will be able to fly direct. But it's just not an easy journey. It's one of those that takes a whole week to get to and from, and then you've got to rest and recover and all those kind of things. I think this is a really awkward tie, actually, for the Magpies, who, like you say, they were unlucky, weren't they? They were part of that melee of sides who were trapped in that middle third in the league phase, and they did play really well against PSG, just couldn't get the result.
No, it was a bit unfortunate that they played as well as they did in Paris and weren't able to get over the line with a victory, which would have seen them finish, of course, in the top eight. As far as the prices are concerned here, Karabag 6-1 to claim the victory, Newcastle 2-5, and the draw is 4-1. I suppose the main concern for Newcastle, Jack, at the moment is the fact that Bruno Guimarães looks set to be out for a month now with this latest injury problem. And we know that they don't perform as well when the Brazilian's not on the side.
Yeah, they're also sweating on Joe Linton and Luis Miley. I still think they're going to be too good, though, for all the negativity I've seen to be portraying. I fancy Newcastle to win. Both teams score and get that one at 2-1. Karabag realistically have to win. I think they'll come out all guns blazing. And that really works for Newcastle, who are a better side when they're counter-attacking. I was really impressed by their 2-1 win at Tottenham last week. They've got a big win in the cup against Aston Villa. One stat that caught my eye, though, was they've only kept two clean sheets in 16 away games in the Champions League in their history. Karabag are putting some big performances in this competition. I think they're going to test the Magpies, but I think Eddie Howe's men are going to take the victory back to St. James's into the second leg.
Yeah, I'm going with both teams to score here. You've already alluded to it. There's been plenty of goals, Jack, between or involving these two teams, I should say, of course, in the Champions League. There's been 5, 6 and 4 goals in Karabag's last three Champions League home games, and both teams have scored in all of those three fixtures. Newcastle scored in all 8 of their league format matches in Europe. And of course, fresh from that confidence-boosting win at Villa Park, then I'm sure that they will be expecting to get on the score sheet. And with Anthony Gordon back to full fitness as well, I feel like that could be crucial. Newcastle, as Jack says, they're probably, you would expect, favourites, but just erring on the side of caution, I'm going both teams to score at 10-11. Let's go through the rest of the playoff matches then now, and we'll start off on Tuesday with the early kickoff, which is in Turkey, where Galatasaray take on Juventus. Galatasaray 5-2 here to claim the victory. 21-20 Juventus and 5-2 the draw. Straight away to me, Jack, what stood out there was that Galatasaray looked quite a big price.
Yeah, a really big price. I'm actually going to go for a Galatasaray win, but a 1-0 victory, a really good price of 10-1. I remember years ago, 2013, these two sides met in Istanbul. It was a weird situation. They had to play the remainder of the game after the previous night's fixture had been snowed off. It was one of Antonio Conte's many Champions League mishaps as a manager. I think, whether by accident or design, a tractor had gone over the pitch, and Juve weren't happy about having to come back and playing on what was a bit of a quagmire of all players. It was Wesley Sneijder, the balletic midfielder, actually stood up on that total bog and impressed for Galatasaray. They beat Eyüpspor 5-1 at the weekend, whereas Juve, really unlucky actually, really controversially lost the Derby dell'Italia to Inter Milan 3-2. Juve, they were putting things together, and Luciano Spalletti was maybe becoming a bit arrogant with some of the things you were saying. And since then, They've been struggling for results. They can only draw 0-0 against Monaco. I think Galatasaray are a better side than Monaco. They've got Mario Icardi, who, surprise, surprise, he's playing like a player out of contract at the moment, playing really, really well. And he started alongside Victor Osimhen at the weekend in that victory. I really fancy Galatasaray. It's about time they start delivering on their potential and going far in Europe. They've beaten Liverpool, they've drawn with Atletico, and I think they're going to win this first leg 1-0 at 10-1.
Yeah, it looks like a tough-looking trip to Juventus. I'm not sure they'll be playing on a ploughed field like last time, as Jack mentioned there, but I still think it will be a difficult trip for Juve. Galatasaray have averaged 3.33 goals per game in their last three league games. Juve, meanwhile, have scored 8 goals in their last three Serie A matches. So there are goal threats there. And one man that has already been mentioned by Jack there is Mauro Icardi. He's got 13 goals in the Turkish league this term, including a hat-trick on Friday. He scored 8 goals in his career against Juventus during times with Sampdoria and Inter. And he will be desperate to impress, I'm sure. And as an anytime goal scorer, 7-4 for Mauro Icardi is my selection for that Galatasaray-Juventus game. On to what promises to be another thriller. Benfica against Real Madrid is an 8 o'clock kickoff on Tuesday. And these two, of course, met with the quirks of a Champions League draw less than a month ago in that final league format game where, in the dying moments, Benfica snatched a place in the playoffs and knocked Real Madrid out of the top 8 with that win at the Estadio de Luz. How do we see this one going, Jack, this time around?
Well, my first instinct was to look for Anatoly Trubin, anytime goal scorer. It would have been something to look for in the second leg, but I couldn't get the price. I'm going for another goal scorer bet, though, and it's Vinny Jr. who we're actually going to go for. I think he's almost underrated in the market because it's so favoured towards Kylian Mbappe. The Brazilian 7-5 to score at any time, and that's good news, really, as far as I'm concerned. He scored 3 times in his last two games. Mbappe, they seem to be really managing his minutes at the moment. There's a word of a knee injury, but Alvaro Arbeloa just doesn't convince me at all as a manager. Was quite evasive when asked about it after the weekend game, and it was almost if he doesn't have the authority to suggest or discuss how strong or bad this potential knee injury is, I think they're going to keep him for the big games, and that's France's problem come the summer if he gets injured. And I think Vinny Jr. is going to have an important role to play in Lisbon. I'm backing him. Anytime goal score, really good price, 7-5.
Well, I just think that Real will be determined to gain revenge for that defeat last time out. And the Spanish giants since then have won all 3 La Liga games, scoring 8 goals during that run as well. Jack mentioned there, Kylian Mbappe not used in the win over Real Sociedad at the weekend. It's going to be interesting to see whether he was just rested and they're going to throw him in for this game at the Estadio de Luz, or whether they are going to be keeping on the sidelines for an extended period. But as Jack also mentioned, Vinicius Junior on the score sheet twice. Real Madrid have got more than enough, I think, from an attacking point of view to see off Benfica this time around. As I say, revenge will be on their mind, and you can actually get 9-4 on Real -1 on the handicap. And I think that looks like a decent price. I can see Real Madrid going and winning by a couple of goals in Portugal to put them in a strong position for the second leg. By the way, Benfica 27-10 to claim the victory. It's 17-20 Real Madrid and 29-10 the draw. Up next, it's the other 8 o'clock kickoff, or the two 8 o'clock kickoffs, I should say, on Tuesday evening. And we'll start off with a game at the Westfalenstadion, where Borussia Dortmund take on Atalanta. And, well, this game to me suggests goals, Jack, between these two sides.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for. I'm going for a Dortmund win over 2.5 goals. That's 15-8, which I thought was really good. Dortmund beat Mainz 4-0 on Friday. Their 3 games since the matchday 8, 2-0 loss to Inter, have all seen over 2.5 goals. Both of these sides seem to be coming into a bit of form. Dortmund have won the last 3, so have Atalanta. They beat Lazio 2-0 at the weekend. They're so inconsistent, though, especially away from home. They lost to PSG quite heavily and Union Saint-Gilloise, which is a real standout result when I was looking through this game. You've got a fancy Dortmund on home turf. I think they're going to come out of the blocks because they've got a big mid-fortnight, rather, domestically. They've got Leipzig at the weekend, then Bayern Munich next weekend, either side of these games. I think they're going to come out all guns blazing, set the tone. And I really fancy them to win a very entertaining game.
Yeah, it should be end-to-end stuff, you'd imagine, with Atalanta knowing only one way to play, and that's to attack teams. But I do think that Dortmund, like you said, they've got the experience of these type of games, and with home advantage, I think they could win this first leg. I'm going with Dortmund to win. You can get around about evens, 19 to 20 maybe, on Dortmund to win. I think the concern is Atalanta have won just four of their 12 Serie A away games this term. Granted, one of those came against Lazio at the weekend. And they've lost their last two European ties as well, which is hardly ideal preparation going into this game. And as I say, I think home advantage could be key for a Dortmund team who really are in good form on the domestic front. The other 8 o'clock game then that takes place on Tuesday evening is an all-French affair. Monaco against PSG. And the defending champions are 4-7 here to claim the victory. Monaco 17-4 and 100-30 the draw. And I think I'm right in saying, Jack, the last time out you described Monaco as often rubbish. Are they going to get turned over here?
Well, they beat Nantes 3-1 at the weekend. The same scoreline that PSG actually lost at Rennes. Both of those happened on Friday. I did just double check that Sebastian Pagnoli was still the coach, because we're having a few Monday mornings where I've been hitting the F5 button just to check that one out. He keeps going on, does the Belgian. They've already sacked Adi Hütter this season. Monaco, they're a very, very strange side. I fancy PSG to go all the way, but on this game, actually, you're going to go for goals over 3.5 goals. Obviously, there were four in each of the Friday fixtures. Monaco won 1-0 when the pair met in November, but I'm looking back to last year when PSG beat another Ligue 1 side, Brest, at this stage, 10-0 on aggregate. And something that caught my eye, actually, from that defeat against Rennes was that the big three started, Douet, Dembele and Cavaradonna, which hasn't happened too often up front for PSG this season. They beat Marseille 5-0 in their game before their defeat at Rennes. There's going to be action, it's going to be fun, and I fancy over 3.5 goals.
Yeah, I think it might well be the battle of two pacey attacking players, because Simon Adingra has been catching the eye for Monaco, on loan from Sunderland, of course, at the moment. He scored a brace in that win over Nantes, but I think he might be outshone by Ousmane Dembele. As Jack said, really is in good form at the moment and getting a run in the team as those attacking three players. He scored and has three goals in the last two games. Dembele scored in that win over Rennes. Something to sort of look out for is the fact that he scored five goals in the last four meetings between the two sides. And Dembele to score first on Tuesday can be backed at 4-1. And that's where I'm going with there. Ousmane Dembele, first goal scorer in that all-French clash between Monaco and PSG. Let's move on to Wednesday's fixtures now. And we'll start off with an 8 o'clock clash in Norway, where Bodo Glimt take on Inter Milan. It might be that most Norwegians are focusing on the Winter Olympics at the moment, but there's likely to be a frosty reception for Inter on their travel to the Arctic Circle. Bodo Glimt 15-4 to claim the win here. Inter 4-6, and the draw is 31-10. How do you see this one going, Jack?
Well, it's an interesting game, this, because Bodo haven't played domestically, have they, this season? But they've beaten both Manchester City and Atletico Madrid. Very impressive performances. There's obviously something to be said for the ice baths and the saunas and all those kind of preparation methods they'll be indulging in. I do, though, fancy Inter Milan to win 2-0 at 5-2. They beat Juve, as we've already mentioned, on Saturday. Controversially so, but it's that 2-0 win at Dortmund, which I think is a bit of a signpost from previous Champions League games. Yes, they were destroyed by PSG last season, and they almost got turned over by Barcelona in the semi-finals. But Inter are a very, very good defensive side. They're very good at just frustrating teams in the first half hour and then building themselves into the game. I just think they're going to do a number on Bodo in the first leg, and I fancy them to win 2-0.
Yeah, I'm not too dissimilar as far as my recommended bet, because I'm going under 2.5 goals here at 6-4. Only Arsenal had a better defensive record in the league format than Inter, who conceded just 7 goals in those eight matches. They've kept clean sheets in their last three away games, including that 2-0 win at Dortmund that Jack mentioned in their last European tie. And I just think, yes, okay, there's the prospect of playing on artificial surface and it will be cold, you'd think, in Norway as well. But I just think that Inter, too experienced on this international stage, as European stage, to sort of allow Bodo Glimt to cause them any problems. And as I say, under 2.5 goals for me at 6-4 looks the way to go. We're going to head over to Belgium next for another 8 o'clock kickoff. This is Club Brugge against Atletico Madrid. And as far as the match prices are concerned, well, the hosts are 14-5 here. It's 9-10 Atletico, and the draw is 13-5. And Atletico have been a bit kind of hit and miss over recent months, Jack.
They absolutely have. I've just in my notes, I know they lost 3-0 at Rayo Vallecano at the weekend. That was played at the Butarque, because Vallecas, the ground there, is just not suitable at the moment for the league. But since losing to Bodo, they've drawn 0-0 with Levante, beat Betis 5-0, lost 1-0 to Betis, beat Barcelona 4-0, and then that loss at Rayo Vallecano. I think there were caveats to the loss against Rayo. They rested some key players with an eye on this game. And I think Atletico, of all the teams in the competition, seeding is key for them. Because if they play their second game at home, they're a totally different animal. And I just get the feeling that they're going to hold Club Brugge at arm's length. I don't think they'll win. I'm actually going to go for a score draw, which comes in at 10-3. The draw on both teams to score. Weirdly, Brugge's last draw was a 3-3 against Barcelona in November. They beat Cercle Brugge in the derby at the weekend. It's going to be, this could be anything, this game. Club Brugge are an absolute circus when they're in the mood. They're just such fun to watch. Atletico, they're a circus. In the opposite, I don't know what they are at times. Great game this is going to be. I fancy a score draw.
Yeah, I'm actually going for the draw itself at 13-5. I tend to agree with everything you've said there, Jack. I think I saw that game, the Club Brugge-Barcelona 3-all, and it could have been 7-all. It was that entertaining. And they have got some real threats going forward. In fact, they've scored in their last six home games, and they've bagged 15 goals in their eight Champions League matches this season. Atletico, as we say, they've won just two of the last six matches in all competitions, and they'll probably feel, and it's hard to get out of those old feelings from Diego Simeone, you think that a draw would be good enough for them to complete the job in Madrid. So I don't think they'll go too gung-ho, and I think, as I say, a draw could well suit both teams, really, in there, then take it to the second leg at the Wanda Metropolitano. Well, we're going to conclude the roundup of the playoff matches with a clash in Athens as Olympiakos take on Bayer Leverkusen, also at 8 o'clock on Wednesday. The home team 31-20 to win this. It's 9-5, the visitors, and 23-10, the draw. And Bayer Leverkusen look like they're slowly turning things around now, Jack.
Yeah, they had a frankly bizarre start of the season under Erik ten Hag, where it just didn't work from the off. He changed him. Kasper Hjulmand's done a really good job. They beat Sampdoria 4-0 at the weekend. They're unbeaten in six. However, their last defeat came to Olympiakos in Piraeus as well. Olympiakos winning 2-0 on match day 7. I fancy the Greek side to get a result once again. You mentioned that price, 31-20. They drew at the weekend. They also lost their last home game to Panathinaikos, which is unforgivable. But I think Jose Luis Mendilibar has plenty of credit in the bank with the fans, and he can boost his cachet with the red and white supporters with a victory again on Wednesday.
I'm actually going to disagree with Jack for the first time here. I'm going to go with Bayer Leverkusen to win at 9-5. Hear what Jack said there about Olympiakos running out 2-0 victors when they met in the league phase last month. But I think the form has turned around since then. The hosts have failed to score in the last two Greek Super League games, while Leverkusen have won three and drawn one of their last five. And the Germans have kept clean sheets in four of the last five games in all competitions as well. So they are capable of causing Olympiakos problems in terms of trying to score on their home ground. And as I say, I think Leverkusen maybe just got a little bit too much about them. And I'm going with them to win at 9-5. So that's wrapped up all of the 8 ties then to come in midweek. But as ever, we bring you a Champions League bet builder, of course, for one of the key games. And we're going to focus on that opening match that we talked about, Karabag against Newcastle. And I think, Jack, you're pretty sound on Newcastle to win this game.
Yeah, I really fancy Newcastle. Although it's a long journey, they do seem to have improved their away form. And also, as I've already said, I think there'll be goals in this game as well.
Yeah, I think Newcastle to win, both teams to score, we're both in agreement with. And the third leg is going to be Anthony Gordon or Nick Voltermada to score in that match as well. 7 Champions League goals between them this season. Granted, 6 of those have come from the England international Gordon. But Voltermada, after a bit of a ropey patch midway through this sort of season, he has scored in that win over Villa at the weekend, the decisive third goal, of course. And I do think that Voltermada showed earlier in the season he's got the quality. And I think actually these European games might suit him a bit more than the Premier League at this current stage of his career. And I do think either of those two have a really good chance of getting on the score sheet. So just to remind you, the bet builder for the Champions League midweek encounters, it's Newcastle to win, both teams to score, and Anthony Gordon or Nick Voltermada to score. And that returns, if successful, at 13-5. Big thanks to Jack, then, for his input on this week's Euro Assist. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of the Assist will return on Thursday. Make sure you join us for that. But for the time being, enjoy your midweek European football. And please remember to gamble responsibly.